Welcome to the Mid-Stage Startup Momentum Podcast. Each week, we interview up-and-coming founders of some of the fastest-growing mid-stage startups across the world. Your host is Roland Siebeling, who will share some of his own experience helping startups scale from 10 to 1,000 people in a few years. Here is Roland.
Hello and welcome to the Mid-Stage Startup Momentum podcast. My name is Roland Siebeling and I am a coach and ally for lots of fast-growing startups all over the world. Today with me, two people dialing in from Zaragoza, Spain. One is my fellow coach, Carlos Funo. Hello, Carlos, and thank you for joining the interview.
Hi, Roland. Good morning to you.
Absolutely. And then our special guest today is Hector. Hello, Hector. You are the founder and CEO of Imascono.
Yeah, thank you so much to be here today.
Very good. Carlos, you introduced Hector into the podcast, so I will have you kick off the interview, but I will still ask the first question, which is, Hector, what does Imascono do? Who do you serve? And what difference are you making in the world?
Okay, so in Imascono, we developed the applied imagination. Applied imagination is the way that we understand technology and how we create a good experience with extended reality technologies. As you know, augmented reality, virtual reality, and mixed reality are technologies for the future. So we try to use this technology to give very good experiences with our customers, creating marketing experiences and also learning experiences. In Imascono, basically, we developed these virtual extended mixed reality experiences in the entertainment sector and also in the marketing sector. But when we say applied imagination, we have several important points inside this sentence. Basically, gamification, extended reality, user experience, quality of the content that we are developing in our company, and also methodology. If you mix everything, you will have applied imagination and you will have the next era of extended reality technologies and extended reality experiences. So with that and our knowledge and backgrounds related with video games, we bring these new interfaces in augmented reality to businesses.
Can you give us an example of what applied imagination is for you?
It's sometimes when you are creating and using technology to create new emotional experiences for people. We use this augmented reality, this virtual reality, to create new experiences with our customers, with our companies. So for example, we are creating applications for marketing, we are creating applications and also web applications for learning processes. So basically we use our background of video games to create these experiences with these new technologies to create a connection between human beings and emotions with the technology.
Hector, give us one example of your applications with a customer. What will a user feel?
So we have an excellent example of applied imagination where we are using virtual reality or something similar to virtual reality because this is a web app. We developed cultural experience for Disney for a gamification process, the virtual kitchen. So basically you enter in a virtual kitchen and you can discover the different recipes that you have developed for Disney. So you enter in a game, something like a game where you can take several steps of this recipe and you can take several photos. And at the end of this process, you can get a comic of your experience in this kitchen. And this was a project that we developed with Telefonica, Disney, and Ferran Adrià.
Tell us about a little bit about the story, about the two founders. You are a serious guy. You have everything under control. Your partner is much more of fans, shows. You can see your partner everywhere in the media. What's the story of the company? Because it's a very interesting one. And how do you work together?
Okay, perfect. So we started in 2010, more or less, 2011. So, I studied industrial engineering, more focused in digital product. I developed an augmented reality final project. Okay, I wanted to create something really new, a digital product to express some of the products that I had in that moment in my academy career. And I was looking for partners or maybe companies to develop these kind of projects, okay, with extended reality in that moment, augmented reality, okay, because I create something like an augmented reality portfolio in an application. So the idea was to project something like that. So at the same moment, I was developing my own services as an engineer, and I have the possibility to contact with Pedro. Pedro is my colleague, my partner in crime. Everything started in that moment, creating this new project, this new product. And we create 3 or 4 collections of augmented realities from 2011 to 2013, something like that. At that moment, exists the possibility to create a new project based on education. In this was Chromeville, an augmented reality application for kids. So we started creating this application with coloring pages and augmented reality too. In that moment, the members of the company increased with 2 profiles, in this case, designers and also programmers. Everything went in a good way, and we launched this application.
How many are you now?
13 members.
Something very special you told me the day we met is since 2021, nobody has left the company, and you only have 3 days of remote working a month. I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I think that a very interesting thing in our company is that we try to understand our employees. We try to converge everything, their own goals and the company goals. I think that this is very important to create connection between employees and the future and the employees and also the future of the company. So we try to promote a very good career inside the company, trying to give them a vision of the next 2 years, next 2-3 years. Everybody, if the company grows, as an employee grows. So I think that is to use the transparency, to be transparent with your people, to try to explain everything, to try to explain the strategy, to be very honest. I think that this is something really important. And as I say, to have a strong culture inside the company with your methodology, with your processes, with the evolution of the technology that we are using, giving the employees the opportunity to enter entrepreneurship. Okay. I think that when somebody has an idea and he or she wants to introduce this new project, we have to hear the things that they want to say and see and evaluate if these possibilities are good for the company and also for the evolution of the employee. So I think that maybe a word that defines everything is transparency, as I said, and also connection between all of them. And that's why we try to be inside the company rather to be in the physical space, because when you are with other people and you share things and you work together in different, you know, topics like design, coding, technology, everything evolves and everything grows. So we try to do that, and we try to grow together in this new, you know, era of telework and these kind of things. Okay.
So, well, very, if you look on the newspapers, or you look on the web for Imascono, one of the things you find is the Telefonica. Tell us about what happened, because it's one place, as you said, there was an acquisition, in other places not. What happened at the end? But not only, I mean, for us, it's not important really what happened, but how did you came to the decision of your decision? What was the procedure to your decision?
Well, Telefonica was one of our first clients. We started with them in 2015, okay? We share with them a lot of things. We create and develop a lot of projects with this company. You know, I think that sometimes the future of your company, the future of your organization is something really personal. When you start a negotiation like this, it's a very difficult negotiation. You have to make a lot of decisions. Sometimes you think that is the moment to do that. And when you start a negotiation like that, you see and the other part see that maybe we have to stop that kind of negotiation, or we can talk in other moment. No?
But you said something really deep, which is the future and the personal decisions there. How do you feel there? It was very interesting.
Yeah, because I remember that when you take these kind of decisions, or I think that is the future of the company, is the future of your life. We felt that we have more challenges to reach.
This is something very interesting, that you were in part of an acceleration program. Tell us, which program was it? Who did you meet? Your takeaways?
Well, I think that how you can tell a story or how you can tell a business like a story. I think that is one of the most important things there in San Francisco. When you tell a story and you explain the problem and you show the solution, your value proposition, your competition, your stakeholders, and everything like a story, and you engage, you know, your advisors, your investors, and your attendees, I think that you have the possibility to develop a business there in the United States.
Okay. And so anyhow, tell us, how can we help you, or how can our listeners help you to move to the States?
Well, if you want to work with a new extended reality company, we are here. As you have heard, we know how to translate these new technologies, and we know how to land this new project with these new technologies. So I think that if you want to create something really new, if you want to use augmented reality, virtual reality, and you want to enter in this new world, we are your company. So we go to Miami in September. So if you want to meet us, or maybe you want to know more about Applied Imagination or the technology that we are working on, we are here to meet with us. And well, if you want to give my email or maybe my number or something like that, I think you can contact with us using our website, our contact form. So, well, I think that the spaceship will be there in 1 month. If you want to contact with us, we are here to be with you.
Okay, and a last question. Remember, you and Pedro, 10 years ago, okay? From that, you build a company, 30 people, no rotation, thinking big, thinking very big. You are thinking very big. What advice could you give to these two founders who are today beginning from your experience?
It's a difficult question, but I think that one of the most important things when you create or you develop a company is to always try to be the future, to trust in your vision, to work. I think that, well, you have to analyze your work, because if you try to work in the same way, sometimes you will fail. You are going to fail too, but you have to stand up and you have to continue. So I think if you continue working, if you continue trusting on you, if everything around you is related with transparency, if you are going to be honest with the rest of the world, if you try to go ahead with these kind of values, you will reach probably your success, or you will reach the balance. I think that success and balance for me is the same. You will reach these goals, and you will have the possibility to create and also develop a company. That's something really, really difficult, I think. And you are going to pivot too. You are going to move your business model. Sometimes you move your technology, but you have to go ahead with everything, and you have to work and work. And I think that this is one of the most important things. And also, very important, work with a strategy. Okay, you have to work with a strategy, and you have to think the things that you are going to do and the things that you want to reach. You have to think first and then execute everything. So I think that in this work, you have to think about strategy, okay? And try to reach these goals with your strategy and also working on them.
Okay, well, very good. This has been exciting. Hector, thank you so much for joining the Midstage Startup Momentum podcast. And thank you, Carlos, for conducting almost all of the interview. I think you did a great job, both of you. We will have additional podcast episodes coming up in the coming weeks, so stay tuned. And thank you very much for joining, Hector and Carlos.
Like what you heard? Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. Tune in next time for more hot startups and interviews with some of the highest momentum startup founders in tech today.